Please open up with Psalm 13. Sam was talking about suffering at the hands of, well, being mistreated, suffering unjustly, and how Christ is our example in that. And that's a fantastic lesson. Well, this one is actually not too far from that. What happens when bad things happen to us if we don't follow the advice of Peter by following Christ's example? Well, we could go one of two ways. We could have our faith strengthened, or we could lose our faith. People are often baffled by the problem of suffering. How could there be a loving, compassionate, omnipotent God if suffering exists, they will ask. But David and many people in scriptures were no strangers to suffering. When we suffer, let us consider Psalm 13. This is known as a psalm of lament. David had several of these psalms. In this particular one, though, it's one of the shorter ones, and so we're going to look at this one in just a second. These psalms of lament were typically written in times of distress, or typically written by David in times of distress. And there's so much we can learn from these kinds of psalms. This psalm is only 6 verses, and it has a breakdown, 2 verses, verses 1 and 2, verses 3 and 4, and verses 5 and 6. I've broken this up. The first two, David's protest. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? When you read that, do you ever put yourself in that position? Do you ever think that maybe this is me? Maybe you yourself have felt this way in some manner? When we are in suffering, when we're in pain, when we're in anguish, does it feel like the Lord has left us? It might feel like the suffering will never end. You're in a particular state, and you're going to be in that state forever. If you're depressed or sad for some reason, you're going to be sad forever. If you are in a state of pain, you're going to be in that state of pain forever. That's how it feels sometimes. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? You might have extreme pain, extreme sickness. You might have mental or emotional anguish. You might have had a close loved one suffer and pass away. Why, Lord? Why? We've all been there at some point or another. Varying degrees of suffering, no doubt, but no less real for us. Then we have in the next two verses David's prayer. Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say I have prevailed against him. Lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. After David makes his lament, makes his protest, we see David's prayer. We have every right to pray that our suffering be lifted, just as David prayed here. He prays in this particular passage, consider and hear me. He wants to be heard. He wants his eyes to be enlightened. What this means is, you're familiar with the phrase, lighten up. That's what David is asking for, to have his spirits lifted so that the suffering isn't quite so unbearable. He wants the Lord to bring some light into his life, to help him see the light at the end of the tunnel, that tunnel that's surrounding him, that tunnel that's suffocating him. He fears that his life is in danger. And knowing David's life from the history, there are several times when that was absolutely true. His life was in danger. Perhaps we've never felt our life threatened by others, but that doesn't make our suffering any less real. On the other hand, you may have had your life threatened. I don't know. We've all had fairly long lives. Why, Lord, why? And in this passage, these two verses, help, Lord, help. And then we see in verses 5 and 6, David's plan. We saw his protest, we saw his prayer, and now we see his plan. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. The psalm offers no hint at a resolution to David's suffering. He did not know what the outcome would be, just as we do not know the outcome of our own suffering. Regardless, David did three things. He trusted, he rejoiced, and he sang. So when we are in pain and in anguish, let us do these three things. In addition, let us pray, just as David did here. Let us pray, let us trust, let us rejoice and sing. He trusted in the Lord's mercy, knowing that he knew what was best, knowing that God knew what was best. Let us put our faith, let us put our trust in him. He loves us. And if it's our time to meet him face to face, then it's our time. He also rejoiced in his salvation. He was happy concerning his own spiritual blessings in mercy and in salvation. Let us also rejoice always, as Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and Philippians 4 and verse 4. And then let us sing. It brings a smile to my heart when I hear my kids sing. My daughter's learning all sorts of songs that are just, every time she sings them, I have decided to follow Jesus. Brings a smile to my heart. Some of you have heard my son open up a songbook and go, do, do, do. Brings a smile to my heart. Let us sing. Does singing make you happy? Well, guess what? That's what it's designed to do. The Lord gave us music in the tough times. And there's a reason why it's part of our worship. When we sing, when we come together and we gather, and we sing the wonderful songs that we sing. If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great all the whole day through. That song, sing and be happy. Sing and be happy. James 5:13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. David sings because the Lord has dealt with him bountifully. He has not forgotten the blessings the Lord has given to him, despite his current hardship. Has the Lord ever blessed you? Sing praises to him if he has. And really, he's blessed every one of us. He starts off saying, why, Lord, why? He continues saying, help, Lord, help. And he finishes by saying, trust, Lord, trust. Maybe this psalm doesn't answer the question of why we suffer, but it does help us to know what our response to suffering ought to be. When we're in trouble, God is always worthy of praise. He is always worthy of our trust. He is always worthy to rejoice and to sing praises to him. So let us dig a little deeper. When we're in trouble, in prayer, trusting in him, rejoicing in our spiritual blessings, and singing because we've been blessed beyond measure. But you can't do these things if you aren't one of his children. You can only trust in his mercy if you have access to it. You can only truly rejoice in his salvation if you're saved. So trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Trust and obey the gospel so that when you fall on hard times, he will hear you. He will consider and hear you. Then your heart truly can sing. If you have a need, please come forward as we stand to do just that.